both Yeshua and his beloved Mary Magdalene in her ruby robe, and beloved Mother Mary will be, as well as Kuan Yin, will be increasing the ruby ray within our solar plexus. And the ruby ray is now coming up to its highest octave of creative expression as the passion and passion of the divine feminine. And the masters are calling this the healing of the red zone. And it is planetary and it is vast. That's what they're going to be doing with us today. It's a healing of war, anger, and even energy that goes into the levels of disappointment that have created fear mixed with anger, which is anguish. And this healing will be a lifting and a complete balancing of the peace and the consciousness of the Christ and the red energy, the ruby energy, in the solar plexus, and particularly during this full moon energy of Aries. It's going to be accelerated during this whole full moon time to assist in this healing. So it's taking it from the power struggles, the victim consciousness, into the unity consciousness of passion and compassion of the divine feminine. So Yeshua will be standing by, because it also has to do with memories, literally, that go back to the blood of the Christ that brought a lot of pain and a lot of anger into the hearts of those who loved him. So this is a time of vast healing of this red zone that is not just about anger and fear, but about pain as well, that is recorded in all the blood of the past, and up, including the blood of Yeshua. So the balancing and healing of these energies is an Easter gift to all of us in the Advanced Course. And it will be an educational tool that will be given for our hearts, so they can move out of the old red zone of fight and flight into the true passion of the Christ within, meaning the passion of the desire to live in unity consciousness with all that is. And this will be their Easter celebration with us. So let's close our eyes and go within and call forth the beloved masters. First, I want to call in the orders of Metatron, Michael, and Melchizedek, the Order of the Rose and the Order of the Opalescent Heart, and especially beloved Yeshua, Mary Magdalene, Mother Mary, and Kuan Yin. And we also ask that each of the rays, the pillars of the rays, be established around our council here, and that the representatives of each of the rays sustain these divine qualities so that we are surrounded in this glorious energy of light and sound and color and qualities of the divine. And we call forth the masters of Shambhala to come forth at this time and give us this teaching and this healing for this Easter celebration.
How can we define the size of our gratitude? Perhaps the closest demonstration we can give of that is imagine your son. And imagine as you look at your son that you are the miniaturized sons of the God I Am. As the one you know as Yeshua, indeed I am overseeing your sonship. I am overseeing the golden light in your heart in relationship to wisdom, to love, to power, as the three major qualities that you embody through your heart flame and have embodied in your heart flame throughout the ages. Thanks to beloved Lord of the World, ancient Lord of the world, the one you know of as Son of Kamara. You were given this flame, the original threefold heart flame, in order to realign yourselves with Source. Now in this time, you have been given the great gift of adding to this the opalescent and the diamond light, which demonstrates your cosmic capacity as well as my cosmic capacity of being all that you can be as the living presence upon your planet. This has not been given except in part during Lemuria and Atlantis. That was the beginning of this experiment of bringing the opalescent and the diamond light into the hearts of humanity. As you know, it was a failed experiment. It was then shut down, taken away, and placed into your auric field, or into the spherical consciousness of your soul around your body. Now, once again, we are bringing those energies into your heart, as you know. The part that is holding up humanity is the part that this beloved has mentioned and called the red zone. The red zone is the place in the body, which used to be at the base of the body, but which is now in the solar plexus, that demonstrates power and pain and fear in ways that have not added to your advancement into unity or Christ consciousness. With my beloved, the one you know of as Mary Magdalene, the one I refer to as Mariam, we enter into a place with you now, along with the beloved Kuan Yin, along with the teacher of Mary Magdalene, or Mariam, who is Isis. And we go into the field of the red energy that makes up this field, which is now within your solar plexus. And for the first time, we're going to give you a vision, a new vision, of what we have now determined is the best way for you to see this energy in the solar plexus. And that is to begin in the middle of it, as you are looking again at the blazing sun, and in the middle of it is a brilliant light. And that light expands into gold. And this is giving this center the expanded capacity to hold not only the Christ and the golden light, but the Christ and the ultimate diamond light. Because this center has to have the energy to actually lift all of the lower centers into the heart, energetically speaking. So they are all aligned with the heart. So as you look upon the solar plexus now, it is indeed a blazing sun with a brilliant white light in the middle going out into yellow and then gold and then into ruby at its edges. And the ruby indeed is the full expression of the divine passion, which you refer to as the divine feminine. Indeed it is, and yet it is also the primary ray of passion and compassion within both men and women. So it is not gender limited, nor actually even gender based. And yet it needs to be understood as the full capacity of the divine feminine within every body. Because it is within this energy that you have the passion to truly initiate love in its fully expanded powers. These powers have been relegated to the pink zone. So now as it lifts into the red zone, what happens upon your planet? There is a tremendous increase in all of the energies in the red zone, not just passion and compassion, all of the energies. And this is bringing about a fair amount of upheaval. But we hope in this moment that you can see that this upheaval is totally necessary. The chaos is a precursor to developing and creating a new order of being, a new golden age, as you call it. So I come specifically this day with my beloved and many within the other orders around me in the Merkaba of the cosmic Christ, in the vehicle of light that is permanently stationed above the North Pole, just as the vehicle of the divine feminine that holds the collective body of the cosmic world mothers is below the South Pole. And we are constantly arcing across to one another to hold your planet spiritually in balance. I also am a part of that which you call the Order of the Blue Lotus, which is situated in the eastern parts of your world. And from that temple of energy, or that Merkaba, or vehicle of light of energy, we arc ourselves from the Christ to the states of the beings who are working with me into the orders of the rose and the orders of the opalescent heart, which are stationed in the Andes. So for a moment, just get this picture, because I'm giving you the massive picture of the cross of white fire between the Himalayas and the Andes in your horizontal cross, and between the North and the South Poles in your vertical arm of the cross. And for a moment, just know, and we will return to this in a minute, that this cross of white fire is being set all across the equator. There are points of light on the equator that are holding replications of this cross of white light. So it is creating an arc, a rainbow arc above and beneath your planet. And when it completes this arc, it becomes a sphere. And that sphere is holding the grid of Christ consciousness around your planet in that formation. Now up and down, which is north and south, you have another rainbow arc going from the North Pole to the South Pole, the vertical arm of the cross of white light, and that is completing the Christ grid around your planet, both in its solar golden capacity and in its opalescent diamond capacity. Now, just letting that rest for a moment, we return to what's going on in the solar plexus and how it is not allowing the energy to completely soar through the whole vertical field of the cross of white fire, not only in the larger vision we have given you for the planet, but the vision that you have of this within your own bodies and within the bodies of humanity. For the collective fields of a certain number of you that are indeed embodied upon your earth must open up this cross of white light, and in order to do that, you must open up more the energies that are stored within the solar plexus. It is now housing all of the pain, all of the anger, all of the anguish, and all of the memories that are within the lower centers. We have given you, as you know, many exercises for opening up the healing, the complete healing of your past and your future. Now we bring that into the encapsulation of the solar plexus, not only of you, but of the planet. So this movement of your sonship, your sun presence, can be fully embodied at this time. If enough of you can do this, the healing of the planet and the ascension of the planet and the ascension of humanity, and right now the resurrection of humanity, is assured. Please know that your numbers may appear small, but your numbers are indeed vast. Not only within your own associations throughout time, but the associations of many that you have touched through many lifetimes. Many that you have assisted in one way or another in opening up into their Christ consciousness. So these associations are mostly unknown to you, except through this embodiment. So your outreach, beloveds, is vast. And not only are you forming this outreach through that which you know of as the flower of life within your own council here, But you are working in this flower of life with us and all of the Chohans are the overseers of the race. And extend that now into all of the angels and the archangels. And extend that then all the way up into the Elohim and their celestial hosts and their twin or divine complements. Now the Elohim work primarily in a council of 24 right next to the solar logos of your great central sun, which means the overseers of your great central sun system. So we want you to now expand way beyond your understanding of your physical capacities, way beyond your understanding of your mental capacities, and certainly your emotional capacities. And yet, as we work with you today in this solar plexus through the planet and through humanity, in this great Easter gift of the resurrection, we place your attention now on the resurrection that is taking place between the solar plexus into the heart of the Christ state of humanity. This is the big step. Take your attention now with us, therefore and thereby, into that which we are calling the solar plexus, and into specifically that which we are calling the red zone of the solar plexus. As you look in upon this, we are asking all of these holders of the energy of the ruby robes throughout all of ages to assist you now in opening up this energy as it has not been opened up through thousands and thousands and thousands of years. For it is this energy that is actually going to take you out of the Kali Yuga, or the darkest of ages, because it has enough passion and enough love to do that. And with this, I enter into this ruby not only my blood, but the blood of all those who have died in the name of their assistance to you as humanity in coming into the true love of the one that brought you into being in the first place.